Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
8:47 on Total Information AM. Well, stargazers, this is your week. The Perseid meteor shower is expected to peak this week. Bob Lunsford with the American Meteor Society is with us on KMOX. Great to have you on the radio station. How are you doing?
Just fine. My pleasure to be here.
Tell us what's unique about the Perseid meteor shower.
Well, it's definitely the highlight of the summer season. It's the strongest shower that occurs during the summer. And it happens every August 12th or 13th, depending on the year. It'll be the 13th this coming year. And the only problem we're going to have is it coincides with a full moon. So you're not going to see as many as you would normally see, but still there's enough bright ones that would make it worth your while to check it out.
I love a full moon usually, but not this time. Is it going to totally ruin things?
Well, not totally, but most of the meteors are faint. But if you face toward the north with the moon to your back, you'll still be able to see quite a few bright ones.
How often do meteor showers happen, Bob? Are we not able to see them all the time?
Well, there's about 12 major ones that occur throughout the year. Most of them are clumped in the last quarter of the year from October through December. And there's only two major ones during the summer. We just had the Aquarius happen last month. And now we're coming up to the Perseid. And like I said, that's definitely the meteor highlight of the summer season.
What's the best time and the best way for viewing?
Well, unfortunately, they're best seen right before dawn, but you still can see limited numbers as soon as it gets dark. And the best method would be to face the north, because that's where the meteors will be shooting from. And as the night progresses, the source of the meteors will rise higher into the northeastern sky. And that's what produces more meteors toward dawn than you'll see in the evening.
How do meteor showers happen? What are they?
Well, basically, they're particles that follow the orbit of a comet. And that orbit is pretty well situated, so we encounter it at the same date every year. So when we first encounter it, you'll see a little bit. And then as we reach the core, as we will on August 13th, you'll see the maximum number of meteors. And then for a week or so afterwards, you'll still see remnants. But it's basically lasted about a month, with the best dates being August 12th and 13th.
I have to admit to you, Bob, that the first time I saw a meteor was just a few years ago. Because of the time that you can usually see them, a lot of us are sleeping and we're not willing to get up and go outside and try to see one. But I have to, and you will identify with this, the excitement that I felt, I was just absolutely stunned. And I felt like I caught something.
Well, I've seen thousands of meteors, and every time I see a fireball, I still get excited too.
When's the first time you saw one?
Oh, Lord, many years ago. my first experience was during the 1966 Landed meteor storm.
Oh.
And I didn't catch the main part of it because I was like a sleepyhead fifth grader, but I stumbled out and I saw a few, and many of them were bright. So unfortunately, I had school the next day, so you know. But that was my first encounter, and it kind of caught me, and I've been doing it ever since.
I was going to say, that's what got you roped in, huh? That's what caught you.
Most definitely. And you know, it's a lot of people, either a strong meteor shower or that big, bright fireball. It's definitely a hook.
or a good teacher. I think that's what happened to my son, who's now 22. He had a teacher who said, get out there, tell your parents, it's going to happen. And that's what happened for him. I mean, I think he will tell you the same story that you have, that he was in elementary school when he first saw one.
Well, it's a great family experience. You know, you don't need any expensive tools or anything to see these, like, you know, a telescope. All you need is a comfortable lounge chair, you know, lay down, get snug, and, you know, it's a good way to learn the constellations, too, because, mm-hmm. you know, the meteors only come once every couple minutes. So, you know, there's a lot of time where you can chat and say, oh, there was one. Did you see it? No.
It's like watching nature's fireworks show.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And they, like I said, they don't come at regular intervals. If you're a person that goes outside and just stands there and look, one, you're going to get a stiff neck. Two, you may time it so you're in a lull. These don't come like when we say there'll be 60 an hour. They don't come 1 minute. You'll go 5 minutes without seeing anything, and then the next 5 minutes you'll see 10. So they're very unpredictable like that.
I also wanted to ask, a comet orbits the Earth how many years?
Well, it all depends on which comet it is and how far they are from the sun.
Right, they all have different names and numbers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This one was discovered back in 1872, and its orbit is 133 years. So it just recently returned from that first appearance in 1872. It appeared again in 1992, and the Perseans just went crazy the few years around that. We were getting reports of up to 300 an hour.
Wow. So you talked about equipment. I don't necessarily need to go and buy any kind of telescope. Generally speaking, you don't.
No, you don't, because for meteors, you want just your eyes. You need to see a wide field of view so you can catch these you know, shooting stars, and just be comfortable. Even on summer evenings, though, it can get a bit chilled. So, you know, take a light blanket with you and a pillow. Just be comfortable, and we suggest that you watch for at least an hour so you can see those peaks and valleys of activity. And the later, the better.
It's unbelievable. Since the 1800s, this comet has seen some stuff, Bob.
Yeah, welcome back.
Most definitely.
One more thing for me. Is there a map or something that I can follow and track throughout the year, and comets and just particles floating around our inner solar system?
If you go to the website of the American Meteor Society, we have a list of comets, and we always have a highlight a week or two before the major ones. So while we'll concentrate on fireballs, because those happen all year long, we certainly highlight the meteor showers that occur, you know, throughout the year.
All right. Well, the only time I've ever seen any shooting stars, Bob, is so I'm at home and my son was somewhere else in the St. Louis metro area, and we were on the phone with one another like 3 o'clock in the morning or something. And he's and I have him on speaker, and he, did you see it? I'm like, no, I didn't see it. You missed it. And so I went back outside and then I caught a couple. So we made some great memories, and I'm sure people will do the same thing when they try to catch this meteor shower.
You know, I handle the fireballs reports for the American Meteor Society, and we get most of our reports during rush hour. People are, you know, waiting in traffic and in the out and about, and if it's dark. And you'll be surprised, the dash cams that a lot of folks have, those will capture fireballs.
Well, this is going to be exciting. Thank you, Bob.
So again, Friday night into Saturday morning, right, Bob?
That's the best time, right.
Got it.
No, we don't have to work. That'll be good.
No, exactly. And it's going to be nice, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.